We continue our learning. So we're going to have a list of different things. So we start with onah being four kesef, which means four ma'os of kesef per sela, which is 1/6. And now we go on to a list of other things. V'hatayna shtei kesef. A claim is two kesef. So what does this mean? So the Torah speaks about in Parshas Mishpatim that if Reuven tells Shimon, you owe me, claims from Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon says, I don't owe you anything, kofar bakol, he denies everything. So the halacha is that we believe Shimon, he doesn't owe the money, and unless Reuven has proof, Shimon doesn't have to pay anything. But if Shimon is a modem mitzas, he admits to part of the claim. Reuven says, you owe me 100, and he says, I owe you 75, but I don't owe you the other 25. Any modem mixas ataina, admitting to part of the claim, the Torah says, based on the phrase ki huzeh, this is what I owe you, I don't owe you the rest, that he's chai v'shu, he has to take an oath that he doesn't owe the rest of it. That's the modem mixas. The question is, how much does the tana, how much does the claim minimally have to be for in order for the din of modem mixas to apply? So the Mishnah here says, the taina, the claim, the amount of the claim in money, it has to be a minimum of two kesef, two ma'os of kesef. We're going to mention six ma'os equal a dinar or a zuz, and four dinar equal a sela. So here, the taina has to be a minimum of two ma'os of kesef. That itself is there is a debate, because the next line in the Mishnah is v'ahoda shaveh pruta. The taina, the claim, is for two kesef. The hoda, that which he admits to, he has to admit that I owe you at least a pruta. If he admits to owing less than a pruta, that's not a modem mixas, it's not chai v'shvua. He has to admit to at least a pruta. And it has to be where the taina, the claim, is a minimum of two mos of kesef. Keep in mind, a pruta is one, there are 192 prutos in a dinar, in a zuz. So what the Gemara has in Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, exactly what this means. According to Rav, when we say that taina shtei kesef, it means that the kfira of the taina is two kesef, which means that Reuven is claiming, has to claim a minimum of not only two kesef, but a minimum of two kesef plus a pruta. That which Shimon denies has to be a minimum of shtei kesef, because what he admits to has to be a minimum of a pruta. So that means that the entire claim is a minimum of shtei kesef, two mos kesef, and a pruta. So that if Shimon admits, he's admitting to at least a pruta and denying a minimum of two ma'os of kesef. So the kfira, the denial, has to be of the tithe of the claim, has to be a minimum of two kesef. But the whole claim has to be for at least two kesef and a pruta, so that he can admit to at least a pruta worth and deny at least two kesef worth. According to Shmuel, that's not what the Mishnah means. It means that the entire taina altogether needs to be two kesef, which means that the pruta is part of the two kesef. You don't need a claim of Reuven to Shimon, you owe me two ma'os of kesef plus a pruta minimally. No, he can say, you owe me two ma'os of kesef, and within that two ma'os of kesef, I admit to a pruta of those two ma'os of kesef. And the other part, the other many prutos that I deny, that up until two ma'os of kesef. So that's the taina shtei kesef. And hodah is a shavah pruta. Then the Mishnah says, chamesh prutos, hey, there are five areas of halacha where we need a minimum of a pruta for the halacha to be effective, to work, to be chayav. We'll see. Hahodah shavah pruta. Number one, in order for there to be a modem and mixas hataino claim, I partial admission, so that he is chayav ashvua on an oath on that which he does not owe, that's where the hodah is the minimum of a pruta. The Ho'isha miskadeshes b'shava pruta. That we're familiar with. A woman is miskadeshes, gets married. The husband has to give her a something, either a pruta or something of value, at least a pruta. It has to be a shava pruta. The hanene b'shava pruta min ha-hekdesh ma. A person who gets benefit from hekdesh, something that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash, and he did it b'shogeg, he has to bring a karbon asha mi'ilos, a guilt offering asha mi'ilos. He has to pay back hekdesh and then on a fifth. But this is all if if he got benefit of a shaver pruta worth from hekdesh. If it's less than a pruta, then the halacha of bringing korban asher me'ilos does not apply. He hasn't violated getting hana, misappropriating from hekdesh. V'hamotze shaver pruta chayav lahachris mitzvah v'hashava saveda only applies if you find an object or money that's worth at least a pruta. Less than a pruta, there's no obligation to return. Pasuk says l'chol avedas achicha asher tovan mimenu. The phrase asher tovan mimenu means it needs to really be an aveda. Something worth less than a pruta is not considered an aveda. And v'hagozel es chaveru shaver pruta. We may remember this from the 9th perek, 5th mishnah in Bava Kama. A person who steals from his friend a shaver pruta worth of something worth an object or money, at least worth a pruta, vinish fellow, and swears to him that he did not, he denied it, and then he admits to the fact that he stole. Yolichenu acharav afilu lamada. He, to fulfill the mitzvah of Heshev Zagzela, he has to go all the way. The other guy's not coming to him. He's got to go pay back and go afilu lamada, but that's all if he stole a minimum of a pruta. Perek Dalad Mishnah Ches, once we're on this topic of, I have several cases where we have pruta applies, we have several cases where the concept of a chomesh applies, where you have to add on a fifth. Chamisha chumshin hein. There are five things in which we have to add a chomesh. Ha'ochel truma utrumas. So we'll go through each one. A person who eats truma. And so the halacha is that a person has to pay back the kohen, and he has to add on a fifth. It says the ish person eats truma by mistake. He's a non kohen. The ish kiyoch vayikra perak chabez. The ish kiyochal kodesh bishgaga. This is reference to truma. That's what kodesh means here. He eats truma mishogeg. The asaf chamishi so alav. He has to pay back the kohen the value. The family of kohuna has to pay back the value of the truma, and he has to add on a fifth. So the Mishnah here just lists all the different types of truma, all things that are called truma, for which if you eat bishogeg, you'd be chayiv to pay back the keren, the principal, and add on a fifth. What are those things? So the first thing is truma. Eats truma bishogeg. We know regular truma is you give the 2%, you give to the separate to give to the kohen. Okay. Utrumas maser. Trumas maser is the truma, is the 1/10 of the 1/10 that the levy gives to the kohen, which means it's the one tenth of the maser rishon goes to the levy. 1/10 of the whole produce goes to the levy. The Israel gives to the levy from his farm. Then the levy has to give 1/10 of that, which is meiser mena meiser, which we call trumas meiser, to the kohen. That has the status of truma. A person who eats that bishogeg, trumas meiser, is also chayiv to add on a fifth. Utrumas maser shel demai. Demai is where you buy produce from an amaretz. We know that truma was separated from it, but maser may not have been separated from it, and therefore there may be trumas maser of a demai, because if maser wasn't separated from, so there's trumas maser within the maser. So trumas maser of demai, even though it's a suffix, they have to add on a fifth if you eat that bishogeg. The hachala, person who eats chala, that which we separate from the dough. Chala trumi truma, the Torah writes in Parashas Korach that we call chala truma. So that's also you have to add on a fifth if you eat chala bishogeg. The habikurim, bikurim is also called truma. It says utrumas yadecha in devarim yudbeis, and the Chazal learned from there these are bikurim, because it says lakacha kohen atenem yadecha. It says trumas yadecha hatena miyadecha. The kohen takes the basket of fruit from your hand. That's bikurim. So trumas yadecha, that type of truma, that's what we call bikurim. So there are five types of truma, all of which are called truma, and bikurim being the last one on the list. Chala we had on the list, and different types of truma. These are all chayev chomesh to add on if you eat it bishogeg. You pray that principle and add on a fifth. So in all of these things, chamisha chumshin hein, the number one is truma. Ochel truma, trumas maser, trumas maser shel demaya, hachala bikurim, mosif chomesh. So that's the one out of five trumas, but that's all considered one example of chomesh. We have another four. Vahapode neta revai, umaser sheni shelo, mosif chomesh. A person, neta revai, is where he has, after the first 3 years of fruit, which are oral, which are asr bahana, in the fourth year, you take the fruit and bring it to shalayim. But like maser sheni, if it's too much to bring to shalayim, you can redeem it on coins. So you redeemed it on coins, you have neta revai, and maser sheni. So not only that, Taravai, Hapote Neter Ravai, person who redeems his Neter Ravai onto coins and brings the coins to Yerushalayim to eat, to buy food there. Umaser Sheni Shelo, or he's Pode his Peros Maser Sheni's produce and brings the coins to Yerushalayim. When he does that redemption, Mosif Chomish, the halachas you have to add a Chomish. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bechukosai, Vim Gaol Yigal Ish Mimasro, a person wants to redeem his Maser, and that, so that's Maser Sheni. Chamish Yiso Yosef Olav, you have to add on a fifth. How do I know Neter Ravai? You have to add on a fifth as well. That's derived from Gzeira Shav of Maaser Sheni, Kodesh Kodesh. When it comes to Neter Ravai, it says Ufa Uvashana Haravis Yeh Kol Perio Pasuk and Parshas Kidoshim Kodesh Hilulim Hashem. It has the word Kodesh by Neter Ravai regarding the fourth year fruits, and in Maaser Sheni it says V'chol Masar Haaretz Kodesh Lashem, just like Maaser Sheni, therefore you have to add on a Chomesh. So because the pasuk says in Parshas V'chukosai, so too for Neter Ravai you have to add on a Chomesh. Then number three, Chomesh, we had Truma, and we had Neta, Ravai, and Maaser Sheni. Number three is Hapodes Ekdesho, Mosif Chomesh, a person who redeems his own Ekdesh. He was makter something to the Beis HaMikdash, and now he wants to redeem it for the Mikdash. He wants to use it for himself. He has to add on a fifth. He has to pay Hekdesh an extra fifth, as the Pasuk says also in Pashas Bechukosai, Vim Gaol Yigal Esasadeh HaMakdisho. So you want to redeem that field that you sanctified, consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash. V'yosav Chamishi. Kesef Erek Cholav, you have to add on a fifth. Number four, Hanene B'Shove Pruto Mena Hekdesh, Mosif Chomesh. If a person gets Hana, a Shove Pruto worth from Hekdesh, he has to pay back Hekdesh, of course, the value, and adds on a fifth. Pasuk in Vayikra, hey, V'Sasher Chotam in HaKodesh Yishalem, V'es Chamishi So, Yosef Olav, V'Nasan Asola Kohen. And number five, HaGozel Eschavero Shove Pruta V'Nish Balo, our case that we had before, a person steals from his friend and Shove Pruta worth. Remember, that was on the Shove Pruta list, and the Hekdesh was on the Pruta list as well. V'Nish Balo, when he swore to him falsely, he said, Lord, he said, I never stole from you, and then he admitted to it. Mosif Chomesh, he has to pay back the value, and on a fifth, okay, brings an Asham Gzelos as well, but the pasuk there says, Vayikra, hey, oh, Mikol Asher Yishava, I love Lasheker. He swore falsely that he did not steal, he denied it. Vishilamo Soboro Shova Chamish Yiso, Yosef Olav, you have to bet on a fifth. And just to be aware that when we speak about adding on a fifth, there's a difference between what we call chomesh milagav, a chomesh on the inside, literally, and a chomesh milabar, and a chomesh on the outside. So we the halacha is that anytime you have to pay a chomesh, you pay chomesh milabar, chomesh from the outside. What does that mean? That's really a quarter of the principal of the keren. So take, for example, let's say the value of the keren, the principal, is 20. So the chomesh is 5. Now, why is the Chomesh 5? That's a quarter of 20. So the answer is because when you add on the Chomesh, what do you have now? You have 25. The 5 is 1/5 of 25. That's what we call Chomesh Milabar, and that's the outside Chomesh, and that's what you're going to pay, a quarter of the keren of the principal, which ends up being a fifth of the whole after you add on that fifth.